Hundreds of thousands of people in Somalia are facing famine. Binyam Gebru works with Save the Children in Somalia. He says organizations like his need one thing to help Somalis on the brink of starvation.
We need money because currently the markets are working. There is still food, which is expensive, but the markets are working. So we need a lot of resources. The UN has made an appeal of $1.5 billion. To avert famine. That's the initial estimate. With the current increase in number of people affected by drought, we are likely to need more.
You heard Gebru say the free market in Somalia is working. That means, though, that the cost of food is rising and more people go hungry. Hunger in Somalia has more than one cause, of course, droughts that last longer and happen more frequently, and Russia's war in Ukraine, which cuts Somalia off from one of its main international food sources. Gebru's appeals for more resources haven't yet worked.
I think partly there is a donor fatigue.
With so much attention on devastation elsewhere in the world, he says Somalia's crisis just hasn't been at the top of donors' minds. Gebru told our co-host Leila Fadel the country doesn't even have enough hospital beds to care for its malnourished children.
Health facilities require support because they are at a breaking point in many places. You know, children who are severe malnutrition, they get admitted into existing beds, and then most of the beds are already full. Children are admitted, you know, under sheds, open spaces. Even offices are used for treatment of children with severe acute malnutrition.
So there's no space for kids who are malnourished in the hospitals anymore?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The caseload is way higher than what the existing facilities can hold.
What specifically are families dealing with, choices people are having to make when they're faced with a lack of food, a lack of water?
People in places in the south, they sell off their available cattle to feed the children, and these are normally the source of milk for children. Unfortunately, in those severely affected regions, most families have lost their cattle. Somalia overall has lost 300 million cattle, which is way higher than other neighboring countries out of the 7 million which the region has lost. These are the source of food, the source of livelihood, so they can't even have their cattle to be sold.
So they're having to make a choice between their long-term livelihood with the cattle and selling them off to immediately feed their families.
Absolutely. On top of that, people have to travel up to 3 days, you know, with children to areas which are not occupied by extreme organization, which has occupied, you know, a large swath of territory in the southern central region, which is mainly affected by the drought. So parents have to travel with the kids for 2-3 days to reach where, you know, support is provided. And along the way, they lose children from dehydration, starvation.
How has it gotten this bad? Would you draw a connection to climate change, to Russia's war in Ukraine, and the famine in Somalia?
Somalia used to experience droughts every 5 to 6 years in the past. Now it has become every 3 years. It has become more successive, and it becomes also very severe. Ukraine has taken the, you know, the attention of the international donor community almost totally, and the crisis in Somalia as well as in the Horn has been neglected. And climate is, of course, the main culprit. And then Somalia, its contribution to global warming or carbon emission is insignificant, but the brunt is borne by the country, particularly, you know, women, children of Somalia. So the drought is a cause of the climate crisis, which Somalia is not necessarily contributing to. I think Western countries, which contribute significantly to that, should have a responsibility to support and, you know, bail Somalia out. Now Ukraine has come, the additional layer of the situation, making the situation worse because food crisis has increased. Somalia depends on its, you know, wheat import on Russia and Ukraine, up to 95%. The war in Ukraine has contributed to the current crisis directly and also indirectly.
So what could the U.S. do if the Biden administration wanted to help alleviate some of this suffering?
Yeah, I think they should pay equal attention to the crisis in the Horn. Here we are looking at in a country which is heading towards a famine situation, and hundreds of thousands of people are likely to die from starvation in front of our eyes when you can really do something now and avert that. I think the U.S. should make Somalia a priority, the same as probably Ukraine, because in terms of human days and casualties, where it's much bigger number we're looking at here. Sudan, who do not contribute to any of this, are the ones suffering most, and they are dying in front of our eyes. You know, we in our health facilities where we treat children with severe acute malnutrition, we lost 8 children in 1 month alone, and admission rate has tripled, you know, compared to the same time last year. And then these are children, if they don't get treatment, they would die. Time is running out, but we can still with a concerted effort and enough resources, we can save lives.
Binyam Gabru is with Save the Children in Somalia. Thank you so much for your time.
It's a pleasure.